Today, Boeing released a preview of the much-anticipated software update for its troubled 737 MAX jets. The FAA grounded the airplanes earlier this month after two deadly crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. Meanwhile, top transportation officials are testifying right now before a Senate committee about how the FAA certified those jets. Here and now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan joins us now. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
So Boeing was under pressure to get this software update out to fix the anti-stall technology that is suspected in those two crashes. Then at about 2 o'clock Eastern time this afternoon, they came out with their software update. What did we learn?
Yeah, really an extraordinary day, Boeing here in Washington State educating the industry about that. At the same time, you have the hearings going in Washington, D.C., all of this regarding aviation safety, was something people had almost taken for granted. Not so here in these past 5 months. So the updated MCAS system is going to have, assuming the FAA certifies it, a couple of changes. One thing is that it would require readings from two sensors indicating that there is a problem. With the Lion Air crash, we know that just one bad reading from one sensor largely contributed to the crash, and there's enough evidence that something like that might have happened also in Ethiopia. Pilots are also going to know when MCAS engages, something that they didn't necessarily before, and of course, new pilot training. Also, Boeing confirmed that an option that had been just that, an option, something that cost extra, will now be standard, something that lets pilots know if those two sensors, angle of attack sensors, as they know, are in disagreement.
A lot of people were surprised that it wasn't standard to begin with. Will these updates be enough to lift the FAA's order to ground the jets?
I have to believe that the Boeing understands enough about the FAA's thinking that they wouldn't have done what they're doing today, this big gathering of hundreds of people from airlines and governments around the world announcing these changes if they didn't think that the FAA will certify it, assuming at least it performs as they're promising.
Well, that brings us to the other part of today's story, which is if you say that Boeing knows enough about the FAA's thinking, that's exactly what the FAA's leadership is being asked about today, and the Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, about the relationship between the FAA and companies like Boeing, which has been able to essentially certify its own planes as safe. What did we learn in this hearing today?
Yeah, the question really, does Boeing know too much about the FAA's thinking, right? Yeah, Boeing has, as everybody's been finding out here recently, essentially been able to self-certify a lot of the things that it does. And Elaine Chao questioned about that. She defended the FAA's professionalism and said that at the same time, any allegations of coziness would be something that she would take seriously. But not the only industry where that happens. You know, the construction industry, sometimes builders can certify themselves and not need building inspectors. And it's all well and good until something goes wrong. Overall, aviation still in the aggregate a very safe industry. But when you have something happen like what has happened here, obviously all of those practices are going to be called into question.
In just a few seconds here, Seth, but when do you think these 737 MAX planes are going to be back in the air?
I think we're still months away. The FAA perhaps weeks away maybe from certifying the technology. Then you need it to be implemented and pilots to be trained, probably 2 or 3 months.
Seth Kaplan, transportation analyst for Here and Now on the breaking news today about Boeing. Seth, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.